Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered, weak and weary, over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore, while I nodded, nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping, as if someone gently rapping at my chamber door. The Caterpillar and Alice looked at each other for some time in silence. At last, the Caterpillar took the hookah out of its mouth and addressed her in a languid, sleepy voice.
"Who are you?"
said the Caterpillar. This was not an encouraging opening for a conversation. Alice replied rather shyly. It was on a dreary night of November that I beheld the accomplishment of my toils. With an anxiety that almost amounted to agony, I collected the instruments of my life around me, that I might infuse a spark of being into this lifeless thing that lay at my feet. The appearance of the island when I came on deck the next morning was altogether changed. Although the breeze had now utterly ceased, we had made a great deal of way during the night, and were now lying becalmed about a half a mile to the southeast of the lower eastern coast. Gray-colored woods covered a large part of the surface. 8:20 p.m. I have injected the potion. Sweating. Tachycardia. Suffocation. Oh, God. Heat. Possible hypertension. I will check it. Ah! Spasms. Convulsions. I feel my body growing. I feel strong. Big. Big.
Next, they got their marbles and played Nux and Ringtaw and Keeps till that amusement grew stale. Then, Joe and Huck had another swim. But Tom would not venture, because he found that in kicking off his trousers, he had kicked the string of rattlesnake rattles off his ankle, and he had wondered how he had escaped a cramp so long without the protection of this mysterious charm.